S. Gilbert at Loose Leaf Editorial and Production did her usual great job with layout and copy fitting for the printed book. The cover illustration and design were done by Ben McSweeney and Isaac Stewart, with Isaac Stewart acting as art director and Ben providing the illustrations, including the icons at the heads of chapters. The writing group for this book was Kaylin Zobel, Ben Oldson, Alan Layton, Ethan Skarsted, Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, Eric James Stone, Darcy Stone, Peter Alstrom, and Karen Alstrom. Of special note for this book, we had a group of accessibility and paraplegia experts who gave me a ton of great feedback, leading to not just a better book in their specific area of expertise, but a more engaging and interesting book overall. They include Eliza Stoffer, Shauna O'Shira Block, Whitney Civil, Sam Lytle, and Toby Cole. Our beta reader team included Alice Arneson, Richard Fife, Darcy Cole, Christina Goodman, Dina Whitney, Ravi Pearsod, Paige Vest, Trey Cooper, Drew McCaffrey, Bao Pham, Lindsay Lynn Luther, Eric Lake, Brian T. Hill, Nikki Ramsey, Paige Phillips, Leah Zine, Sam Lytle, Jessica Ashcraft, Ian McNatt, Mark Lindberg, Jesse Bell, David Behrens, Whitney Civil, Chana O'Shira Block, Nathan Goodrich, Marnie Peterson, Eliza Stoffer, and Toby Cole. Gamma readers included many of the beta readers, plus Aaron Ford, Frankie Jerome, Shannon Nelson, Linnea Lindstrom, Sam Baskin, Ross Newberry, Evgeny Argent Kirilov, Jennifer Neal, Tim Chandler, Ted Herman, Chris McGrath, Glenn Vogelaar, Poonam Desai, Todd H. Singer, Suzanne Musen, Gary Singer, Christopher Cottingham, Joshua Harkey, Donita Orders, Robert West, and Linting Botanica Thu. It should be noted that many of them, after just having finished the Beta Gamma for Rhythm of War, went right into this book in order to get it done on time. I sincerely appreciate their wisdom, thoughtful feedback, and effort. Prologue. Nothing could compete with the experience of dangling from the rigging tens of feet in the air, fresh sea air in your face, while looking across an infinite plain of shimmering blue water. The vast ocean was an open roadway, an individual invitation to explore. People feared the sea, but Yalb had never understood that. The sea was so open, so welcoming. Pay her a little respect and she would carry you anywhere you wish to go. She'd even feed you along the way and lull you to sleep with her songs at night. He took a deep, full breath, tasting the salt, watching Windspren dance past, and grinned ear to ear. Yes, nothing could compare to these moments. But the chance to win a few spheres off the new guy, well, that did come close. Doc clung to the rigging with the tight grip of a man who didn't want to fall, rather than the loose control of one who knew he wouldn't. The fellow was competent, for an Alethi. Most of them never set foot on ships except to cross particularly wide ponds. This guy, however, not only knew his port from his starboard, he could legitimately haul on a bowline and reef a sail without hanging himself. But he held on too tightly, and he grabbed the rail when the ship swayed. And he had fallen seasick on the third day. So while Doc was close to being a real sailor, he wasn't quite there. And since Yalb made a point of keeping an eye on new sailors these days, it fell to him to help Doc via a good pranking. If the Alethi Queen wanted more of her people trained in Thalen sailing traditions, they'd need to learn this part, too. It was educational.
There,
Yalb said, leaning out and pointing with one hand as he swayed in the breeze.
You see it?
Where? Doc climbed higher, scanning the horizon.
Right there,
Yalb pointed again.
Big Spren, emerging from the waters near where the sunlight reflects.
No,